There are no coincidences with God. Today, on the day that Pope Leo XIV was elected, is a feast day of an apparition of Saint Michael the Archangel. I'm going to tell you that story very soon. He also chose the name Leo XIV after Leo XIII, who had the great vision of Satan and the Church and Saint Michael the Archangel, and he then composed this incredible prayer. I'm going to read to you one portion of it that is unbelievably important. And I think all of this foreshadows to us not who Pope Leo XIV is right now, but who he can become. The truth is, no matter what anyone tells you, we know very little about him. We're beginning to learn. The way that I see it, he's right here, right in the middle, at the perfect place for us through prayer, especially the intercession of Saint Michael, to take him from here to becoming a great pope. That's how it is with everyone. We all have the potential of becoming saints. He's not there yet, but he will be if we give him a chance and we pray for him. Listen to this amazing story. The first apparition, known as the bull episode, is dated in 490. It is the most astonishing and tells the story of a rich lord who went in search of a bull of his herds lost in the Gargano area. At last, he found it on top of the mountain, kneeling down at the opening of a cave. Filled with anger, he shot an arrow against the rebellious animal, but instead of hitting the bull, the arrow unaccountably wounded the foot of the wealthy man. Upset by the event, he went to see the bishop, who, after listening to the account of the extraordinary adventure, ordered 3 days of prayers and penance. As the third day ended, the Archangel Michael appeared to the bishop and spoke to him and said, "I am the Archangel Michael, and I am always in the presence of God. The cavern is sacred to me. I have chosen it. I am its watchful custodian. There, where the rock opens wide, the sins of men can be forgiven. What is asked here in prayer will be granted. Therefore, go to the mountain and dedicate the grotto to the Christian religion." We should run to this cave right now, just based on these promises that Saint Michael made. So this is a shrine to Saint Michael that has been venerated for hundreds of years. Very important. You can actually obtain pieces of the rock in the type of reliquary if you go online. I will put the website right here. Now, Pope Leo XIII is known both for the Saint Michael prayer, and he's known as the Rosary Pope because of his incredible promotion of the devotion. I believe it was a case that he had a vision of Satan having a conversation with God that he could destroy the church in the next 100 years, and he was having this vision during Mass. Sometime after that, he composed this prayer, which is about 4 paragraphs. I'm going to read to you the third one because of some of the things that it says. Listen to this. "Behold, this primeval enemy and slayer of men has taken courage. Transformed into an angel of light, he wanders about with all the multitude of wicked spirits, invading the earth in order to blot out the name of God and of his Christ, to seize upon, slay, and cast into eternal perdition souls destined for the crown of eternal glory. This wicked dragon pours out as a most impure flood the venom of his malice on men. His depraved mind, corrupt heart, his spirit of lying, impiety, blasphemy, his pestilential breath of impurity and of every vice and iniquity. These most crafty enemies have filled and inebriated with gall and bitterness the church, the spouse of the Immaculate Lamb, and have laid impious hands on her most sacred possessions. In the holy place itself, where has been set up the see of the most holy Peter and the chair of truth for the light of the world, they have raised the throne of their abominable impiety, with the iniquitous design that when the pastor has been struck, the sheep may be scattered." You should look up the rest of the prayer and pray it yourself, but that paragraph essentially is alluding to the fact that Satan is wanting to have the See of Peter. He's wanting to have one of his own there. And this is a prayer essentially against all of these attacks of the devil against us, leading us to sin, etc., but especially the devil's plan to take over Rome. So this prayer is essentially a prayer against apostasy and especially of protection of the Holy Father. Therefore, reiterating what I said at the beginning, we need to give Pope Leo XIV a chance, and we need to entrust him in a special way to Saint Michael the Archangel. God is doing something in the church with Saint Michael and with this new pope. What it is partially up to us and how we respond. Is he going to be a holy pope? Perhaps a better question is, are we going to sacrifice and pray for him sufficiently to receive the grace to become a holy pope? So it's not on him, but on you and I. What are we going to do to help him? My friends, God bless you. If you have found this video helpful, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.